Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome to another ripping, raving, and rambling podcast, Rough Rider Podcast Radio. Today, it will be our 570th podcast, entitled appropriately, today being Monday, May the 8th, in New York City. It will be a verdict sometime tomorrow or Wednesday, a verdict of rape against Donald J. Trump by the E. Jean Carroll trial in Manhattan, New York. Our podcast, appropriately, therefore, is entitled Voters Are Co-Rapists. There you go. Trump voters are co-rapists. And why do we say that? Because they are complicit. 110% complicit in everything the dump does. They've been doing this, and they've been complicit ever since June 16th, 2015, when that fat-ass Lardo from Mar-a-Lardo came down the escalator at Trump Tower, and the first words out of his mouth were Mexican rapists. Jesus effing Christ. Yes, Trump voters, Trump supporters, you are a bullseye, dead in the center, complicit in everything Trump does, including rape, which he has done more than just once, as this trial has all but shown, especially the Trump deposition, videotape deposition taken in October of 2022, just a few months ago, and that was played in front of the jury in the trial in Manhattan in a district court, U.S. district court in downtown Manhattan this past Thursday, where Trump was saying, you know, this has been going on for a million years, fortunately or unfortunately. And, you know, famous and powerful men just are able to do whatever they're able to do, including rape, and get away with it. So, and he was asked by the E. Jean Carroll's lawyer at the time, deposition in this past October, you know, you say famous men. Or famous people get away with everything. Famous men get away with everything. Do you consider yourself famous? And Trump immediately replied, yeah, I think so. The inference being, yes, Trump is in that class of famous people that can do virtually anything, and he has done such horrific and heinous behavior over his adult life, and probably even in his childhood. Trump is a rapist, and by extension, so are his supporters. So are the people who vote for him. Yes, in 2016, and definitely, most assuredly in 2020. So Trump supporters, you're co-rapists. You should hang your head in shame. You are in the hall of shame, not the hall of fame. You're going to have that scarlet letter, R, on indelibly imprinted on your forehead for the rest of your miserable, and for the most part, skanky, white, Caucasian asses, arses, anuses. Yes, you know who you are. So you can go back and climb back under the rock from whenceth you cometh. Good riddance. Get thee behind thee. Get thee behind thee. So that's it. I think we're going to stop right there. Trump supporters, you are co-rapists with your leader. Your rapist leader, Donald John. And he's got a little John. He's got a very little John. That's why he just wants the power He just wants the control because he's got nothing else in his fucking life. Nothing. His dad gave him over $400 million during Trump's life. $400 million. Man, I don't know how you can't be anything but wealthy. Because you sure shit wasn't done by yourself. Your old man forked it over in wheelbarrow full of money. He even gave you the line of credit to get the Trump Tower way back in 1981, 82. He had the line of credit of $150 million from his bank. I think it was Wells Fargo. Fred Trump, Trump's pappy, used his line of credit at Wells Fargo of $150 million to benefit his son, Donald, to get to construct that 62-story monstrosity on Park Avenue, the Trump Tower. It was all given to him on a fucking platter. Even the limousine that Trump was seen spent riding around in Manhattan in the late 70s and on through the 80s, that limousine, the expenses and everything incurred with that limousine was bought and paid for by his daddy, Fred Trump. Got it? Capiche? You fucking co-rapist Trump supporters. You are beyond despicable. You're heinous. And Joe Biden is going to win by 15 fucking million votes in November of 2024. Rest assured. So there you go, amigos. There you go. All we can say is climb back under your rock and stay there. No one will ever miss you. And you will be doing the world a humongous favor. You will be doing humanity and an enormous favor, Trump voters, supporters, your co-rapists. Get thee behind thee. Join Satan, and you'll be in hell soon enough. This is the old Rough Rider, rounding third, heading for home. Thanks for listening to our 580th podcast today. Voters are co-rapists. Thank you. Hasta la vista. Auf Wiedersehen. Danke. And don't let your meatloaf. And keep drinking that top shelf wine while laying supine on your rich leather recliners high above in the Berkeley Hills or Sausalito Hills, looking down on the sparkling waters of the San Francisco Bay, and opining until after enough whining, you're ready to do some deciding. Fuck all of you. Woo! Arrivederci.